Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Torn. I want to do the show. I want to sing. I want to put my leggings on and dance like Leroy.
And yeah,
we
got
to do this talk radio show.
All right.
Let's. No, I can listen to the whole Fame soundtrack, man. I can play selections from it on keyboard.
Come on, put it up. People need to hear it. It's Friday. Be a nerd. Dance in your car. Come on. Oh, that'll take. All right. Just watch the speed on Fremont Bridge. Yeah. All right.
Remember.
Oh, man. No, be honest.
Yeah.
You were tuning in thinking you'd get some cool, interesting news coverage of the local stuff, and you didn't even know you needed that.
That's true, man.
You didn't
That was my Coco impression. What up?
As my son told me last night after watching John Wick 4, and I won't spoiler anything for you because he didn't spoiler it for me.
It's out?
Oh, yeah. Well, it came out last night, yeah. We'll talk about that with Julio coming up next hour. I don't think I'm spoilering this part too much to say that the scene you didn't even know you had to have was John Wick in a nunchuck fight with his gun as the backup weapon.
Oh, gosh, I can't wait.
And isn't that like, you're like, oh, perfect. So anyway.
Love me some John Wick.
There you go. All right. First of all, 3 Mile Bridge, Gulf Breeze PD and PPD are patrolling. Okay. 6 lanes, yes. Also, 45 miles an hour, yes. Okay. 50 in Florida is the limit because you can't get a ticket for 5 over in Florida. It has to be more than that. But anyway, so do be aware. Also, the base is open tomorrow and Sunday. You know, don't take a gun. Don't take the drugs. Don't take a cooler. If you've got a felony conviction, don't go on the base. You do need an ID. Everybody 18 and up needs an ID. But otherwise, have a great time. It's going to be a really good time. You have the museum is open and the lighthouse is open and the golf course is open like normal. Okay, not special, but like normal. Enjoy that. It's going to be fantastic. And we've got a date now for the skate park.
Yeah, 3 p.m. on May 2nd will be the city park opening.
Nice. And I got a chance to look at it yesterday, to walk on it, I didn't skate on it, but I probably could have. Well, I don't know. I think they probably would let me. I just didn't bring my skateboard, which is probably good for the insurance prices and all that. Anyway, so skate at your own risk. No, it's fantastic.
You better have Ray Walker on backup if you do that.
No, I'll just work wounded. It's fine. No, it's fantastic. In fact, one of the little features that I didn't even know was part of it, John Schell explained, they've got what I call it the bunny slope, okay? It's like there's the skate park, which is enormous and has amazing features, like not standard stuff. It's built into the, you know, the pilings, or I don't know what you call them, the support structure for I-110 is in the middle of the park. So you've got like ramps and rails and edges that go right up into the, you know, I-110 support structure. That's almost a part of the park. It's really cool. And, you know, shade, which in the summer is going to be a really nice amenity. You know, I've skated in Phoenix and, you know, like you typically skate parks don't have shade because they're so big. We built it in the shade. Genius. It's genius. And also, of course, from the elements like rain and that kind of stuff, all of which contributes to the longevity of the park. But anyway, a feature that I didn't know was part of it is the bunny slope area for people who are just learning how to skate with interesting features that are very mild that they can be safe on.
That $100,000 grant we got was for specifically the kind of the beginners area at the skate park, and that's where we're standing right now, is the beginners area. So
thank you.
And, I'm just incredibly excited for this whole thing.
Yeah, no, it's cool. That's John Schell, of course, Upward Intuition founder and one of the key organizers for this, kind of the face of the park project, even though loads of other people have been involved in it. Just, you know, it's coming in under budget or at budget and, at on time, which is kind of nice for a government project. Now, I have to say that with the knowledge that the project was supposed to cost this and it's actually turned out to cost that, and it was supposed to be all private funding and now it's got a substantial chunk of government funding involved. I know, okay? But sort of once you started the deal and you allocated the budget, from that point forward, on time and under budget, even though from an overall perspective, maybe you don't say it that way. There's going to be an event in June where they're going to have the New Balance skate team come in with a couple of nationally famous skaters are going to be here. They're working on an event for next March around the big Tampa skate competition. So, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff, and you will love it. You will love it. It's fantastic. It's better than I expected. I mean, I had high expectations, and it exceeded my expectations. So I'm very eager to find out. Also, eager to find out who is going to follow through on their promise. I'm talking to you, local elected leader who bragged about your, you know, earlier skating prowess. Are you going to bring your skateboard? I definitely will. Okay. Will Ashton Hayward, will Doug Underhill, will some of the other people who said they would? I think they will. I certainly hope so. 716 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And it looks like everything's running smoothly right now, including that beautiful 3 mile bridge. No problem there. Everything is green on my screen, which is that's good news. A little slow. This is south of I-10, it looks like, and Davis starting to back up just a little bit near the spur, but not bad. Just your usual morning commute. Traffic, and if you have an accident, or rather if you see an accident or have traffic tips, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
One of my soon-to-be former friends just texted in and said, a man of your advanced age should not have a skateboard. Hey, I'm 52, Tony Hawk's 54. I'm always going to be under the wire.
Tony Hawk's legs in a cast, isn't it?
You don't need to mention that. If you're thinking about working on a project, you got to, you know, remodel something, rebuild something, you know, somebody threw something through the wall and you got to fix it. Pensacola Hardware, okay? They are fabulous as a resource for you. And especially, you know, obviously they've got the supplies, okay? They've got your tools and your equipment, everything you need to do, including if you're like a professional builder, okay? They really cater to your side of the industry. But the reason you go there isn't just because they've got the stuff you need, but because they have the guidance, the wisdom, the expertise, the knowledge. So, you know, if you're not sure how to do something, ask them. I mean, Pensacola Hardware has been around for, you know, 172 years, okay? Before the Civil War, 1851, they started. So the institutional knowledge there is amazing. It is not the kind of place where you walk in like, I know more than they do. You won't. You won't. But that's why it's valuable, because they can help guide you. And, you know, even if you're sure what to do, you maybe just check with them and say, hey, here's what I'm thinking about doing. Got any advice? You know, they may say, no, you're on the right path. Or they may say, let's talk a little bit about this. And that's why you ask, okay? Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
When you choose your next Volkswagen from the lineup of crossovers and SUVs at Feed More Imports, will you choose price or a competitive finance rate? Well, how about you choose both? That's right, the 2023 VW Tiguan S with driver's assist package and third row seating is now from $29,352, and with an available APR of 4.9% for 60 months. The Taos SE from $30,996 and now available with 4.9% financing for 60 months. And the biggest SUV of them all, the Atlas SE with technology from $42,632 and a finance rate of 4.9% for 72 months. So with price, financing, and selection, the only thing you need to decide is when you'll be stopping by Pete Moore Imports to drive your new VW. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before tax, tax title, and dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit. New PCI. See dealer for details.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune into our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
ECUA's free recycling coach app is here. Discover which materials are recyclable, receive automatic reminders on waste collections, schedules, and holiday update, and use the report a problem feature to schedule a special pickup or report a missed pickup. What's more, there's educational information on a wide variety of recycling topics and resources. Download the Recycling Coach app today with the App Store or Play Store. Also accessible from the ECUA website. That's ecua.fl.gov.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
They've moved my desk 4 times already this year, and I used to be over by the window and I could see the squirrels, and they were married.
Milton's my favorite. It's the best.
I got to interview him once.
Did you really?
Yeah. He said that people
Stephen
are always...
Stephen Root is it. Man, how many different things has he been in?
He's been
too?
In a million things, and people still come up to him and go, man, I love your...
That's right.
Your jump to conclusions, Matt. And he's like, that's the wrong guy! My stapler.
Oh, my goodness. We had some basketball yesterday. Holy smokes. K-State, Michigan State winds up in overtime. And, you know, I believe the way this had worked is K-State was basically winning most of the game, and then Michigan State came back and got ahead for briefly, but then...
Jerome Tang sets it up. Going for the line!
K-State...
Keontae Johnson!
From...
On the receiving end!
I don't know.
Number 18 from Noah.
Almost the logo, throws a fastball down underneath the basket, and one of the players goes up and doesn't just alley-oop, reverse slams on the alley-oop. I mean, it was a thing of beauty. It was crazy. It's like watching the All-Star game, basically. So they were up by one. Then you've got the inbound coming, trying to score again.
The roster is going to be the trigger man, and he's got Hauser defending him. There's the pass, and it is Massoud.
Who had buried a three earlier in the quarter, or in the half, and so that was a key point for them. So they're up by three now. So you got Michigan State desperate at this point. Time's beginning to run out down at the K-State end, or down at the Michigan State end, trying to inbound and get a score quickly.
Michigan State, will they take a quick two? They're down three. Here's Hauser, gives it up. Clock ticks. Hall finding Walker. Walker already stripped by Noel. Ball is loose. Noel comes out.
And the reverse layup as time expires to solidify the lead and take the win. Kansas State advances. That was a thriller. I'll tell you, some of these games were not thrilling. Not all of these games were particularly thrilling. But the Gonzaga-UCLA game, that was also exciting, and I did not expect that one because it seemed like it was going to be a blowout, and then all of a sudden it was super close in the end, and UCLA at 12 seconds.
So their best defenders on the bench. Campbell outside. Bailey for the lead.
After having trailed for a while, UCLA buries the three to go ahead with 12 seconds left, but Zags drive the other direction.
Chances are you'll get more than one opportunity.
Walker for the lead.
And the three from basically the logo. I mean, holy smokes, talk about a crucial go-ahead. They wound up holding on to it and winning and advancing. Gonzaga 79-76. UConn dominates Arkansas 88-65. And then the Tennessee-Florida Atlantic game. I know if you're a Tennessee fan, this kind of stunk, but you were ahead most of the game, and then all of a sudden FAU, you know, and that was it. And they won by a margin, 62-55. 7:24 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The White House has announced that President Biden is going to start what the administration calls his Investing in America tour on Tuesday. Biden and other administration officials will be heading to 20 different states over the next 3 weeks. Los Angeles Unified School District students, teachers, and staff are back to school today. Their 3-day strike has ended. Still no deal, though, between the district and the union. calling all the students back on a Friday. Can you believe
that?
Wow. And there's
and they were asking for, what, 30%, right?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, pretty substantial raise. And there's a new survey out, Andrew, that says younger people don't mind paying more to see movies at the theater so long as they're getting the best seat in the house. This survey was from Morning Consult, found that 54% of people between 18 and 26 that go to the movies think it's okay for movie theaters to charge more for the better seats.
Yeah, I think it was AMC was proposing this, that they were going to be charging more for the middle section of the seats, and then you were going to get, like, the cheap seats would be on the aisle basically or close to it. That's how I understood that. Is that and so you're saying a survey shows that younger people are fine with that.
Younger people are okay with that. Now the numbers for older people such as Gen Z was only
older Gen Zs
were only 32%, and baby boomers only had a 22% rate of thinking that that was acceptable.
I want it cheap and good.
Well, that makes sense because I'm totally down to pay for it. I'm super young. So,
there you go. You know, yeah, right? You know, at what, 24, right? Didn't you just turn 24?
Thank you. Yes, right. I sure did.
David, thanks for the update. And how do you, Candy, for traffic on the fives?
Roads are fine. Not showing any problems. 98 looking good. No problems near where the skate park will open soon. Lake Doyle Skate Park. Taking a look at I-10, I-110. Just fine. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Because most 18 to 26-year-olds are still living at home and don't have the bills of adulthood, somebody texted in.
Well,
which
yeah.
Which is fine. Fair enough. Oh, and I got another soon-to-be former friend texted me on the whole issue of me skating at the skate park. They said, Tony Hawk is Tony Hawk. You're Andrew McKay. Put the skateboard away.
Aw.
You shut up.
Don't be
you
mad.
Shut up. Don't be a hater.
Don't hate your friends. It's just because you're old.
That's right. I have never broken anything skating yet. If I know it's a weird brag, but there it is. It's just true. All right, what else do we have going on? Thank you. Candy's violently signaling at me that I have Dave Greenwood on the line. Thank you for the reminder. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Welcome back to the program, Dave. Sorry about that.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing fantastic. Fantastic. What are we looking at this weekend for beach conditions?
Oh, it looks like it's going to be mostly sunny out here, starting off with a beautiful Friday. It's a little bumpy out there. We'll definitely be a yellow flag today and going into Saturday yellow also.
All right. Are we are we looking at any increased surf conditions over the weekend? Because I thought I saw, and I know Channel 3 has their own system and you have your own system, but I thought I saw them saying maybe red flag Saturday and Sunday. You're not sure about that?
Yeah, there's always a maybe, Andrew, isn't there? There's always a maybe. But I know we will have surf. It's going to bump up some. But, like I say, we'll evaluate when we get on scene and fly the appropriate flag for the appropriate surf conditions.
And that's a good note that we ought to remind people about is you guys don't know in advance what the flag conditions are going to be because things can change and they can surprise
you. Maybe Las Vegas does. There's probably a line in Las Vegas on what color flag condition is going to be. Hey, let's see. What's the probability? What are the odds?
I smell a website in the brewing related to this exact question. Bettingonpensacola.com is available, by the way.
It's very opinionated. Everybody has an opinion, as you know, in radio. Everyone has an opinion on something.
Well, everybody else has opinion. I have the truth. anything else we need to know for the weekend or just, general safety tips? Because you're always offering us keen insights. Anything else?
You had tryouts. Aware of the conditions.
You had tryouts, right?
We did. We had 16 people show up. 4 passed the tryouts.
Outstanding.
4 passed the swim. But they were really 4 good, strong candidates, and looks like we'll begin a new our training program in April, so it'll put us at 57 lifeguards.
Very good. Outstanding. Well, Dave Greenwood, he is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thanks for the time, sir. We appreciate what you do keeping our beaches safe.
Have a wonderful weekend, Andrew. I'll talk to you next Friday.
You too. Hey, we know when it comes to heating or cooling your home, you got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance, repairs, or replacement. You want to pick up the phone and have confidence, right, that you're going to get exactly what you need. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. Quality service and installation combined with the best products in the industry. And so, as you're thinking about, look, it's a little warmer today, and we're starting to get into warm season maybe, unless we have another fake winter. But look, you're going to want to use that AC a lot in the summer. Of course, it's Florida. You want to make sure when you turn it on, it works. It works efficiently, and it keeps working the whole season. You do that by getting that tune-up, by getting that inspection now to make sure that it's going to work properly later. So if you need AC work or replacement, call Peden. If you need electrical work, call Peden. Or just check them out online at peaden.com. And right now, through the month of March only, so just a few more days left on this, they are waiving all the diagnostic fees on HVAC, plumbing, electrical services, so you just pay for the service. You don't pay for the evaluation. Again, that ends March 31st. And, hey, Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. Dave, David, what do you have coming up, sir?
Commissioners moving forward with the Beulah Master Plan. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Airstrikes are launched in Syria after a drone attack killing an American contractor at a military base. The Pentagon says Iran-backed militants are responsible.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced that in response, the U.S. has carried out airstrikes in eastern Syria against targets affiliated with the Islamic Revolutionary Guards, adding, quote, no group will strike our troops with impunity. The original drone hit a maintenance facility on a base in northeast Syria.
Fox's Sean Langell. The House is expected to vote today on a bill giving parents more power in public schools.
The Parents' Bill of Rights is calling for moms and dads to have access to the material taught to their kids, the ability to voice their concerns to education officials, see school budgets, protect their children's privacy, and get updates on any violence happening at school.
Fox's Brooks Singman. The bill's unlikely to be taken up by Democrats controlling the Senate. The president of the National Parents Union says the bill's about politics, not education. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31. News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 69 degrees. The sun shining in Pensacola this morning. Well, it's been a long time coming. Escambia County leaders moving forward with the drafting of that much anticipated Beulah Master Plan. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh and the rest of the board approved hiring Louisiana-based Sigma Consulting at a cost of $581,220.
They're going to engage the community. They're going to do charrettes. They're going to take surveys. We've already done surveys. We've done 5,000. We've got 5,000 completed surveys in Beulah. People that live in Beulah know what they want.
And that's Commissioner Jeff Burgosh there. This was the third time the county had put out the master plan project for bid. DPZ, the firm that previously completed a contentious OLF 8 master plan, was the only firm that responded previously. The state fire marshal's office says a fire that damaged two storage units at an Escambia County business was suspicious in nature. That fire was called in yesterday morning at Prime Storage on 9 Mile Road. Channel 3 reports one witness saw a truck drive away from the unit that was engulfed in flames. Fire crews were able to contain that fire to just the two storage units, but six others were damaged. Governor Ron DeSantis' administration is celebrating a program they say is improving civic engagement and putting money into teachers' pockets. Yesterday, the governor awarded 4,500 teachers bonuses of $3,000 each for completing a new civic education program.
That is something that we take seriously in Florida. We think we have a responsibility to help graduate students out of our school system with a foundation of understanding what it means to be an American, a foundation of understanding what are the principles that have made our country unique and made our country great.
Those bonuses are available to the first 20,000 teachers that complete a 50-hour instruction course. One Florida lawmaker took it to the CEO of TikTok yesterday.
You damn well know that you cannot protect the data and security of this committee or the 150 million users of your app, because it is an extension of the CCP.
That was Kat Kamak of Florida. She was making that remark while addressing CEO Sho Chu. The committee was focused on concerns about the app's data privacy protections for kids and TikTok's connection to the Chinese Communist Party. Well, there's now been a lawsuit filed in federal court over Florida's laws regarding medical treatment for transgender youth. That lawsuit filed yesterday by four different families saying Florida's laws intrude on parents' fundamental rights to direct the upbringing of adolescent children. The rules adopted by Florida medical boards prohibit doctors from providing gender-affirming care, such as puberty blockers and hormone therapy, to transgender children. The Florida Board of Medicine's rules went into effect March 16th. The Board of Osteopathic Medicine's rule goes into effect next Tuesday. Attorneys for the plaintiffs say they're seeking a preliminary injunction. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
29 is backed up. This is north of Detroit Boulevard. And, of course, this is southbound, and it looks backed up to Take 5 oil change. Quite a ways, a few blocks anyway. And it looks like it's because of a disabled vehicle at Detroit and Highway 29, Pensacola Boulevard. I'm also showing an accident at Blue Angel and Lillian, but no roadblock this morning. This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get that job done, small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for your no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's going to be a warm and humid day today with temperatures warming near 79 degrees. Partly cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms possible through the overnight period. Overnight tonight, temperatures staying warm in the upper 60s. As you head into Saturday, showers and thunderstorms through the morning and early afternoon. A few storms could be strong. High on Saturday in the 80s. Saturday night, temperatures dropping in the 50s. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 69 degrees. It is mostly sunny in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, 68 in Milton. Our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. Hyundai and Kia are recalling just over 570,000 U.S. vehicles over fire risks and urged owners to park outside and away from getting repairs. The automaker says some vehicles with a tow hitch harness could catch fire due to a short circuit. The models covered include Santa Cruz, Santa Fe, and Carnival. Hyundai says it's aware of six potential incidents related to the recall, including one fire. There are no confirmed crashes or injuries related to the recall issue. Santa Fe's asthma drug Dupixent met all targets in a trial to treat smokers' lung, potentially adding billions to the French drug maker's growth prospects, but also underscoring a heavy reliance on its bestseller. In a late-stage trial, Dupixent, jointly developed with Regeneron, had a 30% reduction in moderate or severe COPD, a potentially deadly disease marked by progressive lung function decline. On Wall Street, futures lower. That's Your Money Now.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Celebrate the arts this Saturday and Sunday in the Breeze at the 27th annual Gulf Breeze Arts Festival. Check out the over 100 local, regional, and national artist booths. For more info, gulfbreezearts.com. Join the Pensacola Ice Flyers, UWF, and the Gulf Coast Kids House for a fun friends and family day this Sunday. A portion of the proceeds benefits the Gulf Coast Kids House. See gulfcoastkidshouse.org for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I didn't know I needed the erasure today, so thank you for that, Candy.
Same.
Joining us now, we've got Kate Meehan. She is our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net and a child of the 80s just like yours truly. Kate, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's always good to have you. Okay. I've been talking about this several times already on the show, but I knew you would enjoy this. In fact, I had sent you a text about this last week when it first broke, and I'm like, oh my God, have you listened to the U2 yet? And you have, right?
I have.
Songs of Surrender.
I have.
Yes. 40 songs, right?
Yeah, it's actually, if you did your digging, it actually began as an Edge project during quarantine and lockdown.
Oh.
It started stripping all the songs down and, you know, kind of took them back to the very, very basics. And then he decided to ask Bono to sing on them because his voice has changed and aged and, you know, grown and stuff over the years. And a lot of those songs were recorded when they were really young. So, you know, you strip it down and put a little bit of a different twist on it. And then you add a voice to it that has matured and grown. And that's what you get, you know, an amazing 40-song project.
You know, I for people who have heard me talk about this already, it's fine. But I do, for the folks who maybe haven't heard any of this, I'm going to give them just a couple of moments here. Like, this is the version, and it's like it reminded me of MTV Unplugged back in the day. Is what it reminded me of, kind of that version of all of their big songs. Here's Desire. Like, that's kind of the style of this, where it just. You don't recognize it at first, but then you're like, oh my God, that's what that is. Where the streets have no name.
I wanna run. I wanna hide.
So just this completely different pace, vibe, sense that the way I've talked about it is that it's like I discovered there's a whole other band inside of one of my favorite bands.
If you're not a U2 fan, or you generally cherry pick, then this is really, really worth a listen because, like you said, it's totally different. It's stripped down and rearranged, totally different. So even if you love these songs, it still takes you a minute to realize what you're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're not normally a fan, you might really end up appreciating this because it's different.
No, that's a good point. And then if you are a fan, you're going to be like, oh, it's like everything's new again.
Yes, the whole thing.
it really is. Like that kind of gushing sound you hear in me, everybody I've talked to had the same response to it. Other things that are in the news, what's going on with Amanda Bynes? I don't follow these things too closely until I talk to you, but what's going on?
Well, she seems to have had another episode. She ended her engagement last year because the fiancé was supposedly using again, and she was clean and on her meds and, you know, on the right path. And so in the last week or so, she was found wandering the streets of L.A. Her car was towed about 25 miles away from where they actually found her. So they don't know if she hitchhiked or whatever, but there was fan footage actually on YouTube. Fans were running into her in LA on the streets, and a couple of them had given her money, and, you know, there's footage of her where she seemed a little bit out of it, but then she was finally found naked wandering, and she called the police on herself, which I think is a total 180 from how we remember her being when she fought everything tooth and nail. She actually called to turn herself in to get herself help. And they've said over the last couple of days she's improved radically. Supposedly she's off her meds. And with her, if she's not taking whatever it is that she really seems to need, this does seem to be the end result. So it's another example of how, you know, if you need some sort of medication, it's not within question. Like, you actually need that to be stable.
Right. Well, and as you say, I mean, a little bit more self-aware, perhaps, than we'd seen from her in years past.
Yeah.
Speaking of people who perhaps might not be described as so highly self-aware, Gwyneth Paltrow, what?
I just can't with this one. She's on trial for a hit and run on a ski slope. She allegedly ran into a man who is now a retired ophthalmologist, ran into him and caused a traumatic brain injury, which has been documented. Her side, of course, is downplaying and saying he seemed fine in the moment. You know, she didn't just like hit and run. She waited until the ski patrol told her it was probably okay to leave. And in the moment right afterwards, he he was injured. He had like broken ribs and other injuries, but they said mentally he seemed to be okay. But isn't that the case though with some brain injuries? Doesn't sometimes it take, you know, kind of like a concussion, it takes a while sometimes for things to manifest. So I think that's the point, that just because she skied off and thought things were okay doesn't necessarily mean that they are. So her attorney has made some verbal missteps this week. And she has been as oblivious as ever, seemingly, in court. So she does finally take the stand today. So that ought to be interesting because it's Gwyneth.
And you know, my very much at a distance observation here is she hasn't done herself any favors in the trial. And, you know, hasn't portrayed an image of somebody that you would want to vote for if you're the jury. And, you know, so probably you're going to get what you're going to get. Last thing, and I just thought this was kind of a... It was a nice break from the stuff that a lot of times you see. There's a report out today, and, you know, it's not exactly a news report, but it's just still kind of interesting, is somebody says, you know, Reese Witherspoon, she's that nice, sweet, adorable, kind girl on screen and also in real life.
I have heard this over the years from various sources that she actually is that nice. She will come out and rip herself apart. And it's very type A, and things have to be perfect with work and stuff like that. She seems to be her harshest critic. But, you know, to the outward world, everybody around her really praises her as being that nice girl, which is totally refreshing because, you know, usually the ones that appear to be so sweet aren't. So it's nice to hear of somebody that's actually older and has really lived and walked that path, seemingly.
As you and I well know, there are a large number of people who, boy, they sure don't seem like that when they're on screen, but they are a very different person. And then it's just nice, you know, to find somebody like that. In fact, I can name you a few that they're even nicer in real life than you would think, and that's always a super pleasant surprise. Well, Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net. Kate, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for the time this morning. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
7:46 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And it looks like that accident on 29, that disabled vehicle in the roadway, has been moved off to the side, so not showing any incidents there. The rest of it, it's still a little slow, though, on 29, still stop and go, but I think that's your usual morning congestion. It looks like the accident on Lillian and Blue Angel has also been moved off to the side, so no problem there either. Oh, watch out for your usual areas of congestion, of course. Text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, we all want to have a beautiful lawn. I assume you want to have a beautiful lawn. And if you haven't had that result the last couple of years and you'd like to get that result this summer, you call NSEC, okay? They do two things, okay, that are very connected, right? Because they do lawn and they also do pests, right? And the pests come to you from the lawn. Kind of makes sense why they do it both. But the point is, right now you want to start thinking about getting that lush summer lawn. And their Healthy Lawn program will make it healthy and help keep weeds to a minimum with 8 annual applications, timed, programmed, and targeted to get your specific lawn the exact things that it needs. You get started with a free lawn analysis and estimate, right? It doesn't cost you anything to find out what they would charge. So the initial soil sample will indicate the amendments needed to create a plan for your lawn success. Fertilizer applications come with each standard service, plus pre-emergent weed control, broadleaf and grassy weed control, insect control, and fungicide. And in addition to the normal things, they also have aeration, sod, plugging. I mean, you know, recommend grass types, like all the stuff that you really need to have that great lawn. Sign up today. You get your first lawn application free with any new annual lawn program. And that includes that initial soil sample and the lime treatment on an average yard. Also, NSEC is hiring. So full-time pest and lawn technicians in Pensacola, Mobile, Baldwin County, Panama City. Great pay, good benefits, 401k. Health insurance, all of the stuff, and opportunities for growth. You can apply at workwithnsec, that's ENSEC.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4. So you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And when Experian Automotive studied vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
Coming up Tuesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Jerry Schaefer, WSRE Director of Education and Outreach, and Mary Riker, WSRE Director of Marketing, will be talking about WSRE station events in April, including Amazing Kids Day for families impacted by autism, a Spanish film festival, and Be My Neighbor Day. Tune in and hear all about WSRE-TV on Tuesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
So you hear me talking about Christina Leavenworth all the time, right? 200 homes she and her folks at Leavenworth Realty sold last year. Great for helping you buy a home. Great for helping you sell a home. Personalized attention. Like, it's kind of amazing. I don't know how she does it, honestly. I don't know how you can handle so many clients and make each one feel like you're their own, her only one. I don't know how she does it, but that's what everybody tells me. That's how it works. But here's the thing. You might kind of hear me talk about this and say, I don't need a realtor. I'm not buying a house, or I'm not selling a house. Okay, great. I understand. But, you know, people ask me, you know, like, who do you recommend as a realtor? Of course, I say Christina Leavenworth because she's fantastic. Same for you, as you may have somebody ask you, do you know any good realtors? And when they do, Christina Leavenworth. In fact, you might know somebody who you know is getting ready to think about selling their home or to buy a home. And feel free to recommend her to them because, listen, if they're friends and you want them to do well, obviously, then have them get a great realtor like Christina Leavenworth. So it doesn't have to just be you. Like, this can be the favor that you do for other people, so to speak. 723-9158. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Mom, can I have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You can listen to News Radio Pensacola on the radio at 92.3, 95.3, or AM 1620. Online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
We have had a couple of entertaining moments in the White House in the last day, and you know me, I always like to share those with you because they're, well, you know, entertaining. For example, the inability to maintain decorum in the briefing room with Karine Jean-Pierre. You had a guy who, Simon Ateba, who is just apparently fed up with the fact that he doesn't get called on. But at the same time, he's combative. But I think you'll remember that when, you know, President Trump would run his press conferences, which, you know, he would run his own a lot of the time, you know, he didn't mind taking the fights with the CNN folks or whatever. But OK, so here goes. Enjoy the mess.
This is not China. This is not Russia. This is the United States. This is the White House.
That yelling is another reporter yelling, decorum! I mean, how bad is it when the White House press corps is yelling, decorum?
This is not China. This is not Russia. This is the United decorum! States. This is the White House.
No.
It's been 7 months. I sent you
some. The rest of us are here too, pal.
It's been 7 months. You guys have not done anything for me.
If you have grievances, you should bring them to her later.
I have done that. I have done that. All my emails have been ignored.
And the press corps is tired of dealing with this.
It isn't just about that. You, Simon.
I understand that you get questioned all the time and you don't understand what it is to sit here for 8 months and being discriminated against.
Don't make assumptions about what the rest of us do. Mind your manners when you're in here. If you have a problem, you bring it up afterwards. But you are impinging on everybody in here who's only trying to do their job.
What has just occurred this last 10, 15 minutes is unacceptable. It is unacceptable. So we're either going to continue the briefing, or we can just end the briefing right here.
It is unacceptable, even for the Milton City Council meeting. My goodness, this is the White House press briefing room. Total chaos. By the way, kudos to whoever the other reporter was who, in a moment of anger, yelled at another guy for impinging on their time. Nice. Way to elevate the vocabulary of the scold. Then you have President Biden, who was speaking about the Violence Against Women Act, a very important act, something that he has been a champion of for a long time. And, generally speaking, that's a very good act. But as sometimes happens with the current president, not all of the words that are the right words come out in the right way.
And we stood up against the scourge of anti-Asian hate that has festered in this country for too long, and the violence that disproportionately impacts on Asian American women. You know, but this builds on other steps you've taken and we've taken, like the most significant gun safety law in 30 years to help keep guns out of the hands of, help keep guns out of the hands of domestic political advisors. But we
wait, what? He kind of mumbles it, and it's over the applause, but...
Help keep guns out of the hands of domestic political advisors.
To help keep guns out of the hands of domestic political advisors.
Oh.
Now, what he means is domestic violence survivors. But what he says is...
Help keep guns out of the hands of domestic political advisors.
That sounded like he said messy book dividers. Which I get. I don't want my guns in there.
What did you hear? That's right. It's what's the revved up like a deuce? What's the name of the song? Running with the Night. I can't remember.
Oh,
it all
my gosh.
Sudden.
Yeah.
that's a version of that.
Say
like
it louder.
No. Anyway, Lisa Newell is in here watching. But yeah, it's a
revved up like a deuce until the middle of the night.
You hear what you want to hear, but I heard what he said, and he did not say the right thing. That's okay, people in the heat of the moment, they say stuff. At least he didn't get scolded by Corinne Jean-Pierre for ruining everybody's day.
It's that, blinded by the light.
Oh, that's right.
Thank
blinded
you,
by
Texter.
The light.
Yep. Thank you, Don.
our audience is the best. You guys are the best. 7:56 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for us.
Brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service, and taking a look around near Bobby Likas, not showing any problems on Davis. It looks like the spur is just fine. I-10, I-110, not showing any issues. If you see an accident or a slowdown, text 437-1620. I'm getting texts on my phone, too. Blinded by the light. News
I love it.
This is why
so
I would
helpful.
Be horrible on that yes. Jimmy Fox show. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It is so genuinely humbling. I when I get on the air every single day, I know that there's somebody in the audience that knows more than I do about anything I'm talking about.
Yep.
Every single, it's always true. And I also know that if I say a dumb thing, I have people who are willing to correct me, and not in like the ha-ha, gotcha, but they're just helpful. They're like, hey,
well,
I think
both.
You meant to say this.
Yes.
And some of the other two. But no, like, just momentarily forget a thing, and we will get 10 texts from people who are super helpful. You guys are the best. 7:57, News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, we won't know much more about the possible indictment of former President Donald Trump until next week. The grand jury hearing that case did reconvene yesterday, but they didn't discuss the Trump case, and they're not meeting today. South Carolina lawmakers passed a bill that bans foreign adversaries from buying land in their state. According to the Charleston Post and Courier, their state Senate approved a bill Thursday that would ban any companies from China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, or Cuba from controlling any land in South Carolina.
All right. Interesting. We've seen pushes in this direction from a variety of sources. I know there's conversations in Florida about farmland. And yeah, I mean, just, this is a thing people are worried about. And I think fairly so. David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, we did get the assurance yesterday that the Chinese government doesn't use TikTok to spy on people, and the Chinese government is not involved in TikTok. And it was all it's all perfectly, bland and boring and benign. I mean, everything's fine. The owner of TikTok told us so, right? I mean, so, all good. Nothing to worry about here.
CEO.
What did I say? The CEO,
owner.
Not the owner. Okay.
She looks like Kelly Clarkson a little bit.
Oh, that's a different one. I was watching. This was a guy that
I was watching.
Maybe
it was the owner. Okay, never mind.
All right, fair enough.
This is why I don't do the show.
Oh, this is really interesting. There is a move in Utah. In fact, I think is it in law now or it's about to be signed? Utah is passing a law that requires parental permission for minors to get on social media. Like, you have to basically sign off on a form. Now, I'm sure nobody will fake a signature for their parent. But, okay, Utah, first state to enact laws limiting how kids can use social media. Signed, in fact. Yeah, signed yesterday. That's right. A couple of different measures. One prohibits anybody under 18 from using social media between the hours of 10:30 p.m. and 6:30 a.m., because, they're supposed to be sleeping. Requires age verification for anybody who wants to use it. Also seeks to prevent tech companies from luring kids to their apps with addictive features, which is everything they do is meant to be addictive. Also, there's a part in there that grants parents access to any social media accounts of the kids that they've given permission to establish, which you should have anyway, just FYI. So very interesting to see what Utah, kind of first in the nation, pioneering, trying to get a hold of some of this social media stuff with kids. We'll be back.